نوايا الأربعين، نوايا الاعتكاف، نوايا الخلوة، نوايا العزلة، نوايا الرياضة، نوايا السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Why we are coming together? And sitting in such associations, such gatherings, leaving our homes and countries and work and children and wives and husbands, for what reason? Because this is a duplicate of a similar gathering, association that happened in the day of promises, that we were in such a meeting, in such an association, in such a way, and this is a reflection of that original one. This is not the original. This is a copy of that original one. Today they have these very, very expensive art paintings, and it is very expensive. Sometime when they want to send it from one place to another, from one museum to another, sometimes they don't send the original. They make what? They make a copy and they send. To show that there is, the original is there. They are worried that this original will be contaminated, will be affected. It will be affected or contaminated with pollution that is around us. So what they do, they preserve the original because they don't want any defect on it, any problem on it, to keep it clean and preserved. They give it certain amount of temperature in order that it is always clean and preserved. The one that the copy, it has no value. Whatever happened to it, they are not regretting that copy. That copy one day is going to go. They are going to throw it, dump it, because it has no value. But the original has the value. So it depends with which gathering you are. It will reflect the importance of that original one. Which copy you are, or which paints we have. Like today, if you have the Mona Lisa paint, very expensive. Picasso paint, very expensive. But if you have Mike Ali paint, that doesn't mean anything. It gets contaminated, not contaminated, the copy, who cares? So the original copy of Mike Ali is not going to be like the original copy of Picasso or the Mona Lisa, no? No. Or Leonardo da Vinci, the big
sculpture.
So it is important to know with whom you are sitting. And this will reflect with whom you were before. If you avoid sitting with shaitan, means you were avoiding to sit with him where you were in that presence. Don't say, oh, how Shaitan can come to that. Of course Shaitan does not come to that presence, original one. But don't forget that Iblis came to Adam alayhi salam. In paradise. Not in the divine presence, but in, he was in paradise. He came and whispered. So these gatherings, so when we ask why we are leaving everything and coming, because we were there. It is a copy of the original. And you must be very happy when you are in a gathering under Awliyaullah's name. Means you are in a, you were in a real gathering before, original gathering in the divine presence. And if you were in a gathering that with Shaitan, you will be reflected also, similar gathering here. So then you know that you, if you were in a gathering, bad gathering, you are going to understand here that you were there in somewhere before, and this is the reflection of that satanic gathering that you were in. So now it is a mizan,
a scale,
it's a like a thermometer and barometer. It shows where you are, when you are, where you are standing. So then think, am I standing in the right position, place, or I'm standing in the wrong one? I am standing in a real one or a fake one? Very important. If it is fake one, run away. If it's original one, stay with it. And always, for everything, original has a fake one. That's what we said. A fake copy. Also for individuals, there is an original wali, there is a fake one, in order to be like, in order that people, many people run after fake one, and never they reach high level. That's why it's very important to find where, who is the wali and where is that wali. Many people today and before, everyone think, oh, this one is a wali. It is, it's not going to be this, the case. Then there will be awliya around the world, millions and millions. Allah made 124,000 wali on the feet of 124,000 sahabi, on the feet of 124,000 anbiya'ullah. That's why it's very important to understand where we are standing and what kind of a gathering we are in. Alhamdulillah, we are in a very beautiful and nice perfume.
Fragrant
gathering. Gathering of golden chain of the Naqshbandi Sufi order. We are in that gathering. We are in that bouquet of flower. What you call bouquet in English?
Okay.
It's French. You are taking it from English, from French?
Oh,
yeah. You hate bouquet. French people this year. So you are in that beautiful bouquet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put from every kind of beautiful roses, one rose, different one, in order to make a nice, when you look at it, be happy. So that's, I'm beginning with an introduction to that new new copy, a notebook from Granchi. Sheikh Abdullah Faiz al-Daghestani.
Hola!
So this is his words. And now, with Maulana Sheikh Nazim blessings, who is the living Sheikh, Grand Sheikh. He's our Grand Sheikh, he's our Sheikh, he's our everything. Through his blessings, my words is my words, but Grand Sheikh's word is different. It's the way that he mentioned them. I am explaining. I cannot give the same words, because every letter of what he said is a light by itself, is an ocean of knowledge. So I'm explaining from that notebook. I represent myself. I represent Maulana Sheikh Nazim by his order, and I represent Grand Sheikh by his order. And no one represents me, because I am not giving any authority to anyone to represent me. Everyone represents himself.
Allah.
I'm being given authority to represent Maulana Sheikh Nazim and to represent Grand Sheikh. Through that authority, I'm working. Beyond that authority, I have nothing to say more. Because Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is the door. There is one door.
Allah.
Sayyidina Ali. Grand Sheikh has put one door for his successor, which is Sayyidina Sheikh Nazim. He is the that now he was the door of Maulana Sheikh. Now Maulana Sheikh Nazim is the city of knowledge. Grand Sheikh gave him two doors. One was assigned me, and one assigned Sheikh Adnan, my brother.
Hello.
I don't have a door, because I'm a door. A door to a door cannot be.
Allah.
It's one door. I'm that door, Sheikh Adnan is the other door. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم.
Allah mentioned Mashriq and Maghrib. He said, and he mentioned Al-Mashriqain wal-Maghribain. And he mentioned Masharik wa Magharib. He said East and West are the doors. You cannot go to north and south and say they are doors. They are not doors. The East, Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran,
Allah.
And the West. These, the culture will meet in these two cultures, main cultures. The East culture and the West culture. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Allah has the East, Allah has the West. Wherever you direct your face, to east or to west, you will find your Lord. It's correct?
Yes.
The translation? It's correct. Means the door in the east, the door in the west. Maulana, may Allah bless his soul, sent me to the west. Sent Sheikh Adnan to the east. Both meet in one. Both meet in Maulana Sheikh Nazim.
Allah.
He is the entity, the core. There is no other core except that core.
Allah.
Any other core other than that core is rejected. And there are two doors.
Allah.
One from here, one from here. These doors can alternate, no problem. The one in Maghrib can be in Mashriq, the one in Mashriq can be in Maghrib. But you don't have more doors. It's one door. You take it, you take it. You don't take it, you miss the door. If you are in that door, and you are in that gathering, is a duplicate, very fine duplicate of the origin, of the original copy. As if you are looking at the smallest detail, because no one can be the original, it's impossible. Cannot be that so much high, perfect imperfection. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perfect. And awliyaullah are in that way of perfection. The rest, you can bring that image, that copy, as much as can be to perfection, but cannot be perfect. That is what the doors can do. The doors, when you have a door, you have a house. So the door is the al-hajib, is the veil, is the one that block you from seeing inside. But the door inside that door, the inside layer of that door can see what is inside. The outside layer of the door can see what is outside.
Hello.
And can reflect from the inner side to the outside. And then it reflects to everyone there. So when it reflects out, you don't have another door there. It's already reflected. So awliyaullah, they are inheriting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that city of knowledge as much as they can to be inherited. And every wali, Allah gave him a door. That door, like Kaaba, has a door, but that door is with two, what you say, it's not one big, it's divided in two. It opened this way, it opened.
Twin doors.
Huh?
Twin doors.
Twin doors, double door. Open and close. So, may Allah give him long life, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. Has that, there is a door there, that divided into two sections. One was assigned side of Sheikh Adnan and is of Sheikh Hisham. This is Grand Sheikh's Abdullah Al-Faiz Dagestani's wealth. So it opens, it reflects what is inside. So the door inside can see, its layer can see what is in that city, in that knowledge. And they transfer it out. So, a door is a door, doesn't need another door. One door, enough. And for me, there is no doors. And for Sheikh Adnan, no doors. He is one door, I am one door. For Mawlana Sheikh. The rest are their own teachings, whatever they listen or they hear, they teach whatever their knowledge reach. Might be mixed, might be not mixed, is not going to be like an authentic original copy authentic, as we said, authentic original copy is in the hand of the Divine Presence, in the hand of Prophet ﷺ, in the hand of the living Sheikh. The highest perfect copy, it will be in the hand of that door that is seeing inside. Others are going to make their own copies as according to their minds, according to their views, according to their way of seeing things. It might be like you know, when there is a crime, the police goes and say to a witness, come, give us description. They give description and they begin to draw. Sometimes if that policeman who is drawing is not an artist, everything becomes wrong. He might draw someone who is innocent, make him a criminal. And who is a criminal, make him innocent. You might draw, they give you that man who is drawing the victim, might be the victim is a very person that look ugly, he might draw him look nicely. He might draw a shaitan to be angel, he might draw an angel to be shaitan. There is no limits. And that's why we have to be very careful. But awliya Allah, when you give them description, they reach the highest level of perfection in drawing with the original one. That's why Maulana Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said, the head of everything, of every sahaba, everything is being tied to that verse of Holy Quran. All the ahadith of Prophet ﷺ, all the tafasir, everything, all the explanations, like the head for the body, all of them in that verse. If you memorize that verse, you cannot differentiate between the original and the copy. But if you act on it, then you begin differentiate between the real copy, the good copy, and the copy that is not good. And we create in ourselves the bad copy, because the verse of Quran is always good copy, has to be good. But in ourselves, the way we act on that, it creates a bad copy. Means your actions, you are not doing as Holy Quran is saying. He said that verse of Holy Quran is A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ati'u Allah,
bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم وإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم آمنتم بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
Oh believers, obey Allah and His Prophet and those who are on authority. If you come to a disagreement, render it back to Allah and to His Prophet. So if you come to a disagreement, to whom do you have to render it back?
Allah.
He didn't say only to Allah. He said to Allah, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُ, to render it to Allah and His Prophet ﷺ. You cannot only render it to Allah and not to the Prophet ﷺ. That's why he said, أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. If أولي الأمر they dispute, they have a dispute, they have to go back to refer to Allah and to His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, this ayah, the whole universe is tied to it. Everything in the universe, from stars to planets to asteroids to galaxies, all of them under obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they are in the same place where Allah has put them. They don't disobey, they say, oh, I don't like this place, I want to be this place. There is no choice. You cannot have a choice. Earth cannot say, Ya Rabbi, I don't want to be here, I want to be instead of the moon. I want to be the moon, moon will be the earth. Cannot say. You have no choice. As planets has no choices, we have no choices.
Allah.
What Allah ordered us, no choice. And that's why teachers, because they take from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they take from that verse, wa ulil amri minkum, obey the authority on you, these saints, awliya Allah, you cannot argue with them. You cannot say, why you are saying this, why you are doing this. If you argue, then you lost everything you understood of tariqah. You have no right to argue. Leave and run away. Where you are going to run, they bring you back. At any time they like, they bring you back. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't give excuses to yourself and interpretations. No, this means this and this means that. It doesn't mean to me, it means to someone else. It means to you directly. It means to everyone directly.
Allah.
Not to someone else.
Allah.
This is how we have to understand everything. When Mawlana Sheikh Grand Sheikh says something, or Mawlana Sheikh Nazim says something, take it as it is. Don't give justifications. You are not of that level yet.
Allah.
So earth cannot say, I want to be here or be there, or sun be here or be there. Wherever they put you, you say, submit and surrender. They put you in a city, submit and surrender. They put you in a mountain, submit and surrender. They put you in a cave, submit and surrender. They put you in a jungle, submit and surrender. They put you in a nice situation, alhamdulillah, submit and surrender. They put you in a very difficult situation, submit and surrender. Be like a pine tree. Then when they see you like that, never changing, they'll be happy with you. Then they bless and dress you with their manifestations, with the manifestations of the beautiful names and attributes. Everything has a price. You don't want to get everything easy coming. Everything is difficult coming. There are rare cases that is easy. Wahban, we call it in Arabic. It's a given as a grant. But not everyone will get that. Very rare in the Ummah that things will be given granted. A given. You cannot argue why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this or gave that. He gave, finish.
Allah.
Anyone can say why Sayyidina Abu Bakr was given more or was given less? No. Anyone can say why Sayyidina Umar was given more or less? No. Sayyidina Osman, Sayyidina Ali? No. It's a given. Sahaba Sahaba of Prophet are given, are granted. You cannot ask to be Sahaba. You cannot. Allah chose this group. That's it. You must be happy also because Allah chose you, granted you to be of that golden chain follower of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. It's not so easy. How many people will be in the day of judgment will be wishing that they have reached that level? To be in the association of a golden chain to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot imagine it. How much we are lucky. How much we have been given without our amal. You think this was given because of what we have done? What we have done? Nothing. Nothing compared to what we've been granted. That ادعوهم لآبائهم, call them to their fathers. That calling us to our spiritual father, which is our Shaykh Sultan al-Awliya Sayyidi Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, who is calling us to his Shaykh, his spiritual father, Sayyidi Shaykh Abdullah al-Faiz Dastan Sultan al-Awliya, calling us to the grand Shaykh Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, our spiritual father, connecting us. He was the Sahib Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the friend of Prophet in migration. We are there with him. We migrated with him from Mecca to Medina. We migrated with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of us, we were in that nest of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, in his home, in his heart. We were all there, compact. And we migrated with him. We have that honor of migration. Grand Sheikh said, in Judgment Day, all my followers and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim's followers who is inheriting from him are going to appear as if they have migrated with Prophet from Mecca to Medina. They have that reward. That's enough to make you happy all your life. They don't need any of the pleasures of this dunya. That will make you, must make you happy that you are there in that association, in that presence. But unfortunately, we cannot live that as a true life story. They on TV today, they say to you live, breaking news. They take you to the place where it happened. If later, they don't write live. What they write?
Recorded.
But if you see when it is live, it has its own suspense. It has its own, that you make your hair to stand up. Goosebumps. What you call that?
Excitement.
Goosebumps. Because you are so excited that your hair stand up. If we can, through meditation, through rabita to our Sheikh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, to jump there, we will not be seeing it recorded as I am saying it now, but it will be like a living story for you. And you feel that ecstasy, that pleasure, that excitement, how they were running after Prophet to catch him, and how Prophet was going with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. You can see the desert, you can see the valleys, you can see the sands, you can see the oases, you can see all the different steps and with the different manifestation that has been coming from heavens on every step. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stepped it in that desert. There was a manifestation of knowledge and blessings from Allah. You will be seeing all that, not recorded, mentioned, but you will live it and you will feel that tajalli. This is a grant that been given as a grant to those who are connected to that golden chain. Is enough as a pleasure for us, and is enough as happiness to us, not to be shaky in the ocean like a fish outside the sea. We are there, don't come out. Keep there, inside. Don't try to say, oh, well, my status, I'm not happy with it. أقام العباد فيما أراد وله المراد فيما يريد. أقام العباد فيما أراد.
He established the servants as he liked.
He established his servants as he likes. He put them in the right position, like a chest. Put them there. Cannot move it. If you move it, it's a wrong movement. وله المراد وله المراد فيما يريد.
And he achieves, or he gets what he wants.
The achievement of what he likes to get, it's his. It's not your decision. If you put your decision inside, or you put your will inside, you lose the game. If you are playing game, chess, you lose, wrong movement. Leave what Allah has made for you. أقام العباد فيما أراد. He established everyone according to what he likes. وله المراد فيما يريد. And what he likes is going to have what is going to happen. Don't put your fingers and your nails, you'll burn them. Don't make, okay, I'm not putting my finger, I will make a grow my nail this size. Don't see some people, they have their nails like this size. This one, last one, first one, don't know why, but they have them there. So if you put it in fire, it doesn't, don't feel the nail at the top. Some people, okay, so we have to have nail this big. And people don't know, but that Iblis and his devils, they take their shadow from the burning sun on their heads under the nail of people. Grand Sheikh said, the shelter and the shade, to go under shade, not shadow, to go under shade from burning sun on their heads is under nails of human beings. That's why he said, don't eat your nails, because you are eating the dirtiness of Iblis and his crew. There are people, they make their nails this big, isn't it? You see, big nails. And if they are not happy with their nails, there are group of them, it's men and women, there are group of them, they go and buy plastic nails, fake nails, to make it big. You don't know that shaitan is sitting there. So don't change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned for you. Be happy with it. Say, Ya Rabbi, I am submitting to your will, I am surrendering. I'm not going to put my will with your will. So the head of all this is one ayah. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah, obey Prophet and obey the authority. And we'll explain inshallah next time how these levels comes and the importance of these levels. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة.